Yesterday, the 22nd of November, was St. Cecilia's Day, the patron saint of music. The first evidence of musicians celebrating this day comes from 1570 in France, and by the 17th century, musicians in England took the day off to celebrate with feasting and the performance of an ode. Somebody living closer to the origins of the saint was the Italian composer Alessandro Scarlatti. He wrote his Sicilian Vespers in 1720 and 1721 at the behest of Rome's Cardinal Francesco Acquaviva. The Cardinal had a special connection with the saint as he was the protector of the Church of St. Cecilia in Trastevere in Rome. This church was founded in the 3rd century and is supposedly built over the house where Cecilia lived. Her relics were moved there from the catacombs. It was Cardinal Acquaviva who added a beautiful Baroque facade to the church and a courtyard. Alessandro Scarlatti was living in Rome at the time. He'd gone there to have his operas performed in the carnival season and also to supervise the career of his son Domenico. But the younger Scarlatti shook off the restraints of his domineering father and left for Lisbon. Shortly after this composition of the Vespers, Alessandro Scarlatti headed back to his home of Naples. He died some 4 years later and was aptly buried in the St. Cecilia Chapel in Naples. The Sicilian Vespers consist of 5 psalm settings. They use a large orchestra with soloists and choir, and the work is full of dance rhythms and changing tempi. Not surprisingly, from this operatic composer, there are plenty of dramatic moments with florid solo lines punctuated with choral commentary. Here, the soprano Suzanne Ryden sings Laudate Pueri from Alessandro Scarlatti's Sicilian Vespers, with Nicholas McGeegan leading the Philharmonia Baroque and the Philharmonia Choir. That was Laudate Pueri from Alessandro Scarlatti's Sicilian Vespers. Nicholas McKeegan was leading the Philharmonia Baroque and the Philharmonia Choir, and the soprano Suzanne Ryden sang the solo.